Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. You're fresh back from a meeting of the RED Group.
Right, the Regional Economic Development Group. It's a group of economic developers, people from the university, people from around the state that all get together periodically throughout the year to talk and collaborate on ideas for how to move economic development along in greater Minnesota.
And this would have been, is it common for all the sectors of the state to get together and talk amongst one another about their various regions?
Or? Not really. It's a very big state. And so there's a distance issue. And so getting something like this together is a good thing. But also it's getting these different sectors together, getting the state government people together with the academic people, together with the actual economic development practitioners, getting them all in the same room and talking about what they're doing is rather a unique concept.
Indeed. And so there's sharing of ideas, but there's also the recognition that one size does not necessarily fit all for the various regions in the state.
Right. I mean, it's a very big state, like I said, and the group has been working this year on developing what they call the narrative for Greater Minnesota. And it sounds like, when we talk about narrative, it's like we're talking to the metro area saying, hey, we're Greater Minnesota, and this is what we do, and this is who we are. But really, it's a conversation just as much amongst people in Greater Minnesota saying, hey, you in the Southwest, this is what we do up in the North, and understanding the different circumstances and recognizing that Minnesota is really a lot of different regions with a lot of different cultures, geographically, ethnically, age-wise, and a lot of different economies.
Indeed. And so this is actually quite beneficial then for these economic development people and the academics and all that to really come to an understanding of these variables.
Right. And when we talked about the doing the narrative, a lot of that came up. There was a really healthy conversation about the differences around the state and what is the same. And some of the themes that came out of it were that we live in Greater Minnesota because we like it here.
That's a pretty simplistic, I suppose it rings true.
It's true. We like it here. And this is what we do here. And this is what we're going to stay here. But probably the main theme that came out of this was collaboration instead of competition. We have to stop this competing amongst each other on a small scale and start thinking about acting regionally and in a more collaborative fashion.
Now, the narrative hasn't been finalized yet. It still needs to kind of be synthesized, but you've made a lot of progress, is what
you're right, kind of yes. At. Yeah, we collected all the ideas and now someone is off making sense of them.
Very good. Well, thanks for sharing about the RED Group. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.